Hey, everybody. Welcome to Backstage Lowdown. It's Lance Dawson, along with my co-host, Andrew Stewart, the podcast where we get to speak with all sorts of different talented and interesting people. So this week is no different. We've actually got an amazing guest, Mr. Graham McCrae, who is the general manager of Long & McQuaid, the music store here in Waterloo. And Long & McQuaid, of course, is the largest music store in Canada. And Graham has graciously offered to spend some time with Andrew and I. So we got him briefly. We're going to have him back. This is not the only time we're going to get to speak with Graham McCrae, I hope. But we're going to join this interview already in progress. And I hope you enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Graham's awesome. And Andrew and I try to keep up. That's about it. Anyway, welcome to Backstage Lowdown. Here we go.
Just one.
Yes, exactly. Just one guitar. No, it was really nice. And I had gone in a few times and played it, and it was just a beautiful guitar. And I remember coming in one day and it was gone. And I talked to Dave, one of your seasoned salesmen.
Yes.
Hey, what happened to that Taylor? And he almost cried. And he said, Lance, I can't even talk about it. A dad came in with his 10-year-old son who's never played guitar before. And said, son, just pick a guitar, whatever guitar you want that'll keep you motivated. And this kid picks out this like $3,000 guitar, whatever. And out the door they went. And he's it was a travesty. I mean, good for a retail store, but a travesty in terms of musicians who, are working so hard to get these instruments.
And lucky kid, man.
Hey, a lucky kid. So what's the craziest lucky story? Kid. Tell me a crazy story that you've had. I mean, retail is nuts. You come across people all the time that, I've had friends in retail that people come in and say, hey, I need to return these shoes, but they didn't buy them there. It's just silly stuff. So what's one of the craziest stories that's happened at Long & McQuaid's in Waterloo that comes to your mind?
Oh man, we had people coming in and buying stuff unexpectedly like that is not actually that uncommon,
Really?
Years ago, there was years ago, back when John was there, he had ordered this like Gibson custom shop, like orange top, tiger stripe kind of orange top guitar. It was tangerine. Like it was just, he ordered it. He was all excited about it. We hung it on the wall and I said to him, man, that is never going to sell. Not in a million years. And five days later, this dude walks in, looks at it hanging up there, didn't even play it. He points at it and he said, man, I want that. Like, can you get that down? Let's get the case. Let's do this. And I was like, okay. All right. Point made. I guess I don't know the market that well.
Yeah. You know what? There's a seat for everybody, right?
Like, yeah. Yeah. That's not that. Yeah. So, people walking in and buying this stuff like that, that's not, it's always surprising, but yeah. I remember years ago there was a guy I came around. This is when Brando was still there with us, right? So you obviously know Brando well, and I walked around the corner at the front. It was a busy Saturday, and there's this Fender Telecaster sitting on the back behind the counter, and I kind of walked by and saw the thing. I did a double take. I looked back and kind of stopped and just stared at it for a second. I was like, that's like CBS era telly, like 1968.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Telecaster.
Like a $15,000 to $25,000 guitar.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, look at this thing. I kind of stopped and I thought, no, that can't be right. It had three pickups in it. Somebody had modified it. They had a center pickup in it. And I kind of stopped and I didn't pick it up. I just kind of looked at it. And I kind of looked at Brando and he's kind of, playing around on the computer. And I looked over and there's this dude standing in front of the counter who did not look like he owned that guitar, you know? So I walked around, I went around the corner, I found John and I said, John, there's a stolen guitar on the back counter right now. And he was like, he's like, yeah, we know. We're just stalling these guys. The police are on their way.
Oh man, good for you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah, Brando like took
that guy doesn't own this like, guitar. Oh,
you want to sell this to us, do you? Okay, well, yeah. So anyway, he got a the guy had the serial number, you know, insured, came in, like picked up his guitar, recovered. These guys had a van full of stolen stuff.
Oh man.
I'll never forget that yeah. one. Just the like man, you know.
He must have been the owner of that guitar must have been really happy though, right?
He was super, super happy. Those thieves though, when they found out they were in possession of something over 5,000, were not.
I was watching actually one of the Long and McQuaid videos online, and it was Gordy Johnson. And he was talking about the guitar that he actually had stolen, and it was recovered by a dad and a son. They bought it out of the back of some guy's trunk.
Wow.
And they take it home, and his wife recognizes it from the news because it's gone national, this story. And they end up getting in contact with kind of other people that he's associated with. They come out to check it out, and sure enough, it's his guitar. Now they end up Gordy and I think Gibson and Long McQuaid, they all went together and actually set this kid up with a few different guitars. So, you know, this they were just going to give it to him and say, hey, you know what, we feel so bad that we bought the stolen guitar, but now this kid's sad.
Wow, that's neat story.
The music community, like, it's so tight knit, right?
Yeah.
Like don't steal musical instruments, because it's gonna, you know, like everybody's like, nobody, you know, it's gonna get recovered, you know?
Yeah. No, you know what? I like Michelle that.
Had one that went missing a couple of years ago that was like, you know, recovered within a week too. And it was all over social media. So.
Wow. Yeah. We hope to get Danny on here someday, but yeah, that's terrible. You know what? And I know the, Sherwood went through something like that at the beginning of the pandemic, right? That's another local music store. And again, I never feel badly talking about this, because all the music stores and musicians in town, I think, work cooperatively as opposed to, I mean, obviously they're competing for the market, but what happened to them was terrible, right? Guys, they got robbed, but then they had to sit back and watch all their guitars go up for sale on Reverb.
There's been fraud has been, I think it's been, you know, I don't think it's been across the board, I imagine, because people are trying to all of a sudden set up in the last year. One of the challenges is setting up online sales and being able to do things over the telephone, and credit card security is not what I think probably the banks would lead us to believe it is, you know? Right. So, and that's, there's some stuff that's just like the fraud is so good that I think like you can't put the onus on them for that happening. It sucks, you know. Yeah. Like it's just absolutely brutal, and that was just, I mean, that's really, really, really tough, you know.
Yeah absolutely.
As far as the market goes, where you said we're all kind of like cooperative but sort of competitive, I think our interests for all of the music stores in town are more to kind of grow the market than, you know, than sort of like
put the other guy out of business.
We all kind of do some complimentary stuff, I think, you know?
Yeah. And different things, like you would go, you know, I know like you guys and Mark Stutman work well together. It's not a competition there. You know, here's an interesting story about Folkway. I went in there one time, and I don't think I'm allowed to play with either you or Mark anymore, but I got to stop going into music stores. But they had an old Gibson J45 that must have been one of the first ones. Because Long and McQuaid, for those who don't know, Long and McQuaid and Gibson have a relationship that's gone back years.
Yeah.
Gibson guitars out of Nashville. So anyway, he had a old J45 that was a banner, meaning that the Gibson headstock had a banner underneath it. Mm-hmm. And on the back of the headstock was a Long & McQuaid banner or a sticker. When it came into Canada, it was ear tagged for Long & McQuaid. And this is back I can't even remember the year. And I just thought this was the absolute cool thing, because of course that's a piece of Canadiana to have a Gibson guitar with a Long & McQuaid sticker or whatever on it. I thought it was so cool. And then later on, Mark and I were having a coffee or something, and he told me that that guitar sold, and that the person who bought it asked to have that banner, that sticker removed. Like, he wanted all the stickers off of it, right? Like, just take all the stickers off the case, have the stickers off the guitar. And I'm like, why? That was the best one, the best part of the guitar that made it Canadian, you know? And it's like, oh, anyway. Maybe I'm getting old and sentimental, but I just thought, geez, that was so cool.
I had the opposite. There was a special run that they did for us a few years ago where the guitar, it was signed, the sticker was signed at Gibson, and then they sent them the stickers up to our head office to have Jack Long sign them before they applied them to the inside of the guitar. And I had a customer who had a pickup installed in his guitar, and I think the battery or something like it shook loose or whatever, and it tore that sticker off.
Oh no.
So we had to contact Gibson Guitars to have, and Jack, and have them reissue a sticker to put back in his guitar so it was pristine again. So
nice. You know what, that's good. Yeah. That guy should have bought the old J45 from Folkway.
Right? Yeah.
And kept the sticker on it.
What's a sticker? No, that's good customer service, though.
That's a good customer, is what that is.
Well, yeah. Hell, yeah.
Yeah. But it is good customer service. And, you know, it's funny, as long as I've gone into the Waterloo Long & McQuaid, whether it was John or you or Brando, the service has always been fantastic. And I always think, I mean, I own my own business and it all flows downhill. So kudos to you, Graham. You've always had that staff is awesome, and it doesn't turn over that much. So that's more kudos to you, to have a staff that's been there a while says something, right?
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. We're all pretty tight, you know?
Yeah. And beaten down. Like no one's leaving. It's just all beaten down, right?
What? Dave's moving to Stratford.
I know. Actually, I'm sad about that.
Yeah.
I know.
But the manager out there is Steve. He used to be my assistant manager. So, you know.
Yeah. How long have you been with Long?
Same family. How long have I been there?
Yeah.
I was, it used to be a Carpenter Shop Music Center.
Right. Years ago.
And I was hired there in January 2001.
Oh, okay.
So we got bought by Long & McQuaid September 2003.
Right.
Yeah. So I've been, so this was my, technically at that store, it's my 20th anniversary this year.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
That's great. I think Andrew, you to commemorate this, shouldn't Andrew buy a guitar? I think Andrew should buy a guitar.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
It does. Set up the Lance wall. I'll be in to pick one out.
That's just more stuff we have to edit out. I'm telling I don't need that kind
more
of publicity.
Work, more work for me.
I know. I had somebody sent me something on Instagram. It was a notice, a sign up in a music store that said, for an extra $5, we'll make out a receipt for the amount you told your wife you spent on this guitar.
That's hilarious.
I thought $5 was a good deal.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's really.
So Graham, you got to get that up in your store. Steal that. Oh, get that sign up. Know, $5. We'll make this receipt out for you. So
you can give it to your wife.
Oh, that's terrible. So what we normally do, Graham, at the end of this, we do what's called a lightning round, where my esteemed colleague, Andrew Stewart, is going to ask you 10 questions and we'll give you the answers. It's a choice. So, you know, it's like, hey, Graham, shoes or boots? And you would pick one, shoes or boots. And so we go through the 10 questions, and it is an incredibly inaccurate but quick way to get to know who you are and what you're
doing. I have to go I'm way too cerebral to go fast on this. So
you don't have to go fast.
No, the name is
you will be judged
round.
But
yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to all go right. fast
if we feel that you're making up answers because you're thinking of it too much. No, this is no, you kind of do have to go fast. It's got
well, we give you the answer. So
I'll go Right.
Like I should say, and I don't,
I'll go with my instinct. Let's
yeah,
do this.
Go with your instinct. Yeah. I know I didn't, I wrote some of these questions. Andrew wrote some of these questions. I have yet to see the final draft. I'm disappointed because I didn't address the bow tie. You rock a bow tie like no man.
I do.
So I don't know that was addressed. Anyway, go ahead.
That could have been a question, but it's not today.
I know. I feel like I dropped the ball.
Okay. So let's hit it. Fender Gibson.
Gibson.
Massey Hall or a CD Club?
I've seen some good shows at Massey, but I prefer clubs.
Nice. Flannel or cardigan?
I love my cardigans.
Now, how do you prefer Lance? A pain in the ass customer or a podcast host?
Hey, wait a second.
I couldn't resist.
That's it. You've done a great job as a host of this, but we'd have to do it several more. I'd have more experience with the pain in the ass customer.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
I'm retiring now.
Session work or live gig?
Oh, live gig.
Martin D35 or Gibson J45?
I'm a J45 guy.
Now this one's a three choice one for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Nashville, New York or LA?
Nashville.
Coachella or Burning Man?
Oh geez, I've been to neither. I have no idea. Okay, Coachella's the one. Which one's the one with all of the hippies and like the, it's like hippies but pop music? That's Coachella, right?
I think so.
And Burning Man is just like freaks out in the middle of the desert, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm gonna go with the second one then.
Freaks in the desert.
Yeah.
Beer or rum?
We have Jeff. Wait, oh. I have Jeff Long on the phone. I think Andrew. I think Graham's done.
Okay.
Okay. Based on the freaks in the desert comment.
Yeah.
Beer or rum?
Beer.
Mountain or island vacation?
Oh, that's really good. Is it a summertime?
Yeah. Yes. It's summertime.
I don't like snow.
Whatever time of year you want it to be, what is your vacation? Mountain or island?
I think I'd probably pick a mountain.
Nice. Well, that is our number 10. There ends our rapid fire questions.
Lightning round ever. In the summer or the winter?
I gotta
maybe
know.
Maybe snow on mountains. Honestly. Man. It's the winter time. I'm not going up there. Are you kidding me?
Do I get to wear a t-shirt? What is this? Oh boy.
Am I wearing my cardigan? Is that?
Yeah.
Is it cardigan weather? I don't know.
I don't think you can wear a bow tie on an island. I mean, I don't know much about a mountain, but you can't wear it on an island.
Board shorts and a bow tie, and that's it.
Yeah. Hey, that might be a new song for you. That's got a.
There you go. Maybe thing. I should. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Board shorts and a bow tie.
Board shorts and bow tie.
That's it. Graham, thanks for hanging out with us today, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, this is great.
Awesome.
Let me know. Let me know if you need an emergency guest again.
Okay.
If you're like panicked or whatever, and it's Thursday, just let me know.
Cool.
This is great.
I love it.
This is fun.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, we just launched today. Like we've been getting guests and saying, look, you know, we're just going to get a few in the can and then we're going to launch. And so, we're live on Apple Music, Spotify. Andrew, which ones am I missing?
Stitcher.
Okay.
Soon to be on Google Podcasts as well too.
So yeah.
I keep honestly looking every 10 minutes to see if it's gone live or not. But we're on three of the big four right now, and the last one is about to hit. So tell your friends.
Yeah. So we're gonna announce it's Backstage Lowdown, and it's gonna be, they can look at it wherever podcasts are listened to, and then yours will be edited. It takes a while because Andrew tries to make me sound intelligent, but when he can pull that off, then it gets booted up onto our website.
Well, Lance, I was like surprised at the amount of profanity. That's gonna need to be edited. I mean, wow! Like
I know it's crazy around here.
Every other word, he's dropping an F sharp.
I gotta rough this thing up a bit. It's way too clean today.
Yeah, maybe next time hit it with like maybe some hex and darns and H-E double hockey stick.
I don't know.
Get a little crazy, buddy.
Graham, do you have kids?
No.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, if you maybe your kids can listen to this, but no. Oh, so I wish you'd told me off the start. I could have swore a lot more then.
Yeah. Right.
I still would have cut it out.
Yeah. You probably would. Anyway.
Got to keep it PG. I actually there do always go. Exit off just that it is explicit just in case I miss something.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. All right, Graham, I'm almost sure that I will see you soon.
So. I'm certain of it.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thanks so awesome. Thanks, Graham. Yeah. Good meeting you, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
See you later.
Take care.
Bye. Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Stage Lowdown.